Things we notice when we meditate is the power of our preoccupations. And every time that we come back to the breath, come back to breathing, in a very small way, we're working to overcome the gravitational force of our preoccupations, kind of developing a force within us that's greater, the power of concentration, the power of mindfulness, than the power, gravitational power of our preoccupations. And it might not seem like much each time you come back, but the accumulation of coming back to the breath, letting go even to a small degree of our preoccupations, begins to strengthen the power of our concentration, but also slowly weakens the power of our preoccupations, the power of the gravitational force that pulls us into them. And the greater ability to be with the breath, the greater we tend to overcome that gravitational force of our preoccupations. It doesn't mean we deny those things, their importance in our lives, and there are times maybe when it's appropriate to think about them, but what we're doing is becoming free so we can have some choice about when we focus on these thoughts and when we don't. And it's radically important and radically, fundamentally kind of valuable to develop a mind which is free enough to go where it wants to go with its attention, rather than have the mind be led around by the preoccupations. And that takes a while to develop. So for this next meditation time, I'm going to do another guided meditation on the breath. And this I call a guided tour of the breath, in that it helps you become familiar with all the different areas of your body that you can feel as you're breathing. Many of us can be aware of some part of the breath, but there's actually much of our body gets mobilized in our breathing. And so I would like to guide you around the body to feel what the breathing feels like in different parts of your body. And if while you're doing this you don't feel anything in certain parts of your body that you're directed to pay attention to, that's okay. Just keep your attention there. If you'd like, you're welcome to breathe a little bit more deeply. So you will have a little bit of sensation, breath sensation in that part of your body. So for example, if you don't feel much in your back rib cage, you can breathe a little more fully, maybe so you can feel some expansion there as you breathe in. And we're just going to spend a few moments in each place, so just kind of bring your best attention as you can to feel and sense. It's a sensory awareness exercise to feel and sense what happens in relationship to breathing in that part of your body. What happens in terms of the body expanding or contracting, moving, the arising of pressure, the release of pressure, tautness, temperature, whatever the sensations might be. So take a comfortable, alert posture. Gently close your eyes. Then connect to your breathing, become aware of your breathing. And then take a few long, slow, deep breaths into your body as a way of connecting to your body on the in-breath and as a way of letting go and relaxing as you exhale. And then let your breath return to normal. You might take a few moments now also to just scan through your body and see if there's any obvious places of tension that you might be able to relax or soften. Perhaps each time you exhale, to relax some part of your body that might be tense or softened. And then relax that effort. Just be with your breath now in a very simple way. And just for about a minute or so, we're just going to be with the breathing. To relax, getting familiar with it. And now bring your attention to the center of your chest. And become aware of what happens there as you breathe. Perhaps you feel movement, expansion, contraction, lifting, falling. And then move your attention down just below the center, maybe to your solar plexus or the area around your diaphragm, and feel what happens there as you breathe. Noticing what happens at the very beginning of the inhalation, what happens near the end of it, how the inhalation feels different from the exhalation. And then let your attention spread out into the rib cage, the front rib cage. Notice what happens as you breathe. Perhaps you can feel the increased space between the ribs as you breathe in. Perhaps you don't. Just feel what happens there in the rib cage as you breathe. Let your attention move to the side of your body, the side of your torso, maybe next to your arms where they hang, and feel what happens there on the side of your torso as you breathe in and out. Part of what you can maybe be aware of is what happens with your in the contact with your clothes as your body moves. And then move your attention down into your belly area, relaxing it if it's possible, and notice what happens in your belly as you breathe. Is there pressure? Is there stretching? Release of pressure, release of the stretching, tautness, warmth. And then drop your attention lower into the lower abdomen. What happens there as you breathe? And then feel your waist, the sides of your waist. Notice what happens there as you breathe. What changing sensations are there? Remember, you can breathe a little bit more deeply if you'd like to have a little more clear sensation there. But not deeply enough that you feel strained or tired by the effort. And then bring your attention down into the pelvic cavity, as deep down as you can. And then notice if there's any alternating sensations. How deeply can you feel the sensations into your pelvic cavity? Maybe by breathing a little more fully, maybe by just being as you are. It might be very subtle shift of pressure or weight. And even further down, maybe you can feel the hip joint area or the contact of your butt against your seat. And see if there's any alternating sensations, any shifting sensations there as you breathe. And then move your attention to your lower back, lower spine. A place where people often don't have much sensation. But see if you can notice anything at all related to your breathing there. Are there any alternating sensations of pressure or compression in your spine as you breathe? Let go of any ideas you have about what meditation is. And this is just a simple exercise in discovery and investigation. And then move your attention up to the middle of the back. Your spine, your lower back rib cage, and feel what happens there as you breathe. And feel your whole back rib cage. What happens to your back rib cage as you breathe? Maybe you can breathe a little more fully into that area, discovering what it's like there. And then bring your attention to your shoulder blades. Are there any sensations at all connected to your shoulder blades as you breathe? And then explore the spine between the shoulder blades, going up into your neck. And then let your attention spread out into your shoulders. Notice what happens to your shoulders as you breathe. Do they move? Do they lift and fall? Do they stretch? And then bring your attention to your neck area. And then up into your hair of your nose, the back of your nose, down your throat, the tip of your nose. What happens as you breathe there? How's the inhalation different from the exhalation? And then move your attention down again, now to your area of your collarbones. What happens to your collarbones as you breathe? And then below the collarbones, the upper chest area. And then back to the center of the chest where we began. And now follow the exhalation in whatever way it wants to happen to the very end of the exhalation. And then become aware of where in your body the inhalation begins, the place of its start, where you first see the sensations of breathing in. And from that starting point of the inhalation, feel or imagine your breathing expanding out, your inhalation expanding out into your whole breath body, to the whole area that we explored. And then as you exhale, the whole breath body comes back again to that central point where it all begins, expanding and contracting. As you exhale, letting go of any sense of definition of what your body is, any ideas of being in a body, just the whole breath body, breathing in and out. As you exhale, relaxing any tension in the body connected to thinking. Relaxing your head, your face, if you find yourself lost in your thoughts, see what can be relaxed that's connected to that thinking as you exhale. And then come back again to this still point where the breath begins. And let that breathing, the inhalation, silently fill you from the inside. This universe of breathing arising and expanding and settling back and contracting. Filling your whole body. Breathing in through your whole breath body. Let your mind and body be relaxed, calm. Breathing out, let your whole breath body be calmed, relaxed. In the last couple of minutes, stay with your full breath body, the expanding and contracting. But rather than watching it from the outside, feel the breath from the inside, the breath within the breath. As if you are the breathing. So as we get up and go out to do the walking meditation, we want to continue with the contact, the connection with the breathing through the walking period time. And this time, I'm going to offer you two different ways of doing walking meditation, and you can do whichever one seems to suit you the most. The first way is to go out and simply walk in a casual way, and then count how many steps you take on the in-breath, how many steps you're taking on the out-breath. As you breathe in, you know, breathing in 1, 2, 3 breaths, and you're not trying to control your breathing according to the steps. You're simply noticing how many breaths you're taking for each step. How many steps for each in-breath, how many steps for each out-breath. The other way is to actually completely coordinate the two, and that is, this is walking fairly slow, and this is when, as you lift your foot, you inhale, and then as you exhale, you bring your foot forward and place it down and shift your weight. So you really coordinate each step. As you go through the full cycle of one step, you're also going through a full cycle of one inhalation, exhalation. And so you have to kind of adjust and find the right speed you want to do that in. It might be quite slow. And just lifting, breathing in, breathing out, stepping, shifting your weight. So that there's a constant connection with your breathing as you do the walking, in both forms of meditation, in both instructions. And so even as you get up and walk out the room, see if you can do it in such a fashion, such a manner, that you have some connection. It might be a very simple, rudimentary connection, but some awareness that you're breathing in and breathing out. And then we'll do that for half an hour. I'll ring the bell in half an hour, and the next sitting will start at 5 minutes to noon. Thank you. Also, last thing is that during these walking periods, if someone, I'm just going to stay here for a while in the front, and if you have any concerns or questions that you want to ask, you can come up here in the front, and I'll try to answer. The most basic thing I'm hoping is that you become more familiar with the way that you are breathing. So rather than having some idea that you have to breathe some special way, or if the only things were different, then you could really do the exercises. As you do them, it's a way of becoming more familiar with actually how it is for you. If you cannot follow the exercises so well, that's fine. Hopefully in the process you're becoming more familiar with how it actually is for you, getting to know it better. So take an alert, comfortable posture. Letting your spine be a little bit more alert than normal. Letting your spine be a little bit more upright than usual. Gently close your eyes. And take some relaxed, long, slow, deep breaths, connecting to your body, relaxing as you breathe out. And then take another three or so long, deep breaths. And this time, breathe into your front rib cage. Fill your chest with air as you breathe. And then as you exhale, see if you can relax down your back, your shoulder blades, let them kind of soften. So it's kind of like a circle. You breathe in through the front, and then you relax down the back. Just for three or four deep breaths. And then let your breath return to normal. And then for the next short while, every time you exhale, relax some part of your body. Let your attention just kind of wander freely around your body to whatever tension or holding there might be in the body, anywhere at all. And each time you exhale, just soften a little bit. It doesn't have to be much around that part of your body. Remember, as you exhale, to also occasionally relax your thinking mind. Let go of your thoughts. Let your thinking mind become soft, relaxed, at ease. To the degree to which the exhalation is a letting go, a release, don't push or emphasize the relaxation or the letting go. But each time there's some letting go in the exhalation, kind of be there for that. Enjoy or appreciate the letting go. Let yourself really be there for the full sense of letting go as it occurs. And then let the inhalation arise into that space that's been created, that emptiness or that letting go. And now I'm going to guide you on another tour of the breath. And this time, you can just feel the breathing wherever it's most predominant for you or most obvious. And for the next few breaths, bring your attention very carefully to the beginning of the inhalation. And notice what is the first sensation that heralds that the beginning of the inhalation, that tells you the inhalation has begun. Movement, pressure, pulling, tightening, pushing. What is the first sensation? And then in the next few breaths, notice what is this strongest sensation that marks the end of the inhalation. So you get to the top of the inhalation. What sensation is there? Pressure, expandedness, stretching. And then the next few breaths, give attention carefully to both the beginning and the end of the inhalation, noticing which sensation marks the beginning, notice what's at the end, and notice how they shift and change, how there's maybe two different sensations or two different intensities. And then in the next few breaths, notice what happens between the beginning and the end of the in-breath. What sensations kind of occur there in the in-between time? If there's movement, how does a movement feel in that in-between time? And then in the next few breaths, bring your attention mostly to the beginning of the exhalation. What sensations, what experience happens there at the beginning as you breathe out? What are the first sensations of exhalation? And then notice what happens at the end of the exhalation. What are the last sensations of breathing out that you can be aware of? Sometimes they're very subtle with the exhalation. What's the last kind of clear sensation you have before the end of the exhalation? And then in the next few breaths, become aware of the shift in the exhalation from the beginning of the exhalation to the end. How there's some change in your experience. In the next few breaths, be aware of the transition between exhalation and inhalation, and be aware of what happens as you move from inhaling to exhaling. Just be aware of the turning over, the shifting. If there's a gap, just be present there for that, what's there in the gap. give your primary attention to the transition. The analogy one of my teachers used for being with the breath was, if you're polishing a brass bowl, you need to keep the cloth that you're using for polishing in contact with the bowl if you're going to polish it. So with the breath, you have to keep your awareness in contact with the breath if you want to develop the practice. As if your awareness is this cloth touching, brushing against the breathing. See if you can keep in touch with the full cycle of breathing, all the ripples of sensations, the kaleidoscope of changing sensations, however subtle or however quick they might be, from the beginning of the inhalation to the end, to the switching over, from the beginning to the end of the exhalation, to the switching over. And as you stay with both the inhalation and exhalation, notice which one is most vague or most undefined or difficult to be with. And which one is clearest to awareness? Is the inhalation clearer than the exhalation? Or is the exhalation clearer than the inhalation? Which is easiest to be with? And if you notice that part of the cycle of breath is less clear or distinct as another part, it's that part of the cycle which is least distinct, least clear, where your mind will most likely wander off into thoughts. So you can remind yourself to be present through that vaguer part of the cycle, to hang in there with the breath, to get through it so the mind doesn't wander off so easily. If the mind does wander off, you can always relax, let go of the thought thinking. Relax as you exhale. Stay with your breathing. Entrust yourself to your breathing. Give yourself over to it as if it's the most important thing in the world, the most precious thing in the world that you have to be a present for. Entrust yourself to your breathing. Just breathing in and out. Maintaining the continuity through the whole breath. let go of your thoughts. If your thoughts do not go away, cannot let go of them easily, let them be in the background. Maintain the breathing in the foreground, a gentle breeze within your body, gentle rhythm that you stay connected to in the foreground of attention. In the last few minutes of the sitting, be really dedicated, really devoted to the breath. See if you can maintain unwavering connection with just breathing in and out, so your awareness doesn't slip off at all from the breathing. And as we come to the very end of the sitting, let go of any particular focus on the breathing. You might still be in touch with it and be aware of it. Just be with yourself as you are. As you are. And then extend some thoughts of goodwill towards yourself. Let there be some loving kindness to how you are. Acceptance, compassion, generosity. Let yourself be at ease for being who you are and how you are. So we'll take an hour for lunch until 1:30. If you didn't bring a lunch, there are some delis out on Middlefield. There are coffee shops and stuff that's close by. And you can have your lunch. Best if we don't eat in here, I think, because of the carpet, but outside or in the park out there. What I'd like to recommend that you do, though, be very careful you don't overeat. Maybe eat kind of a light lunch, maybe lighter than you'd be inclined to eat, so that you can come back here without a very full stomach. Sometimes if you have a full stomach after lunch and you meditate, people will come back and be quite tired. They lose some of the alertness that might be here. And you can always maybe save a little bit of your lunch for a snack a little later in the afternoon if you get hungry. The best you can, maintain the spirit of whatever continuity or silence and meditation you've had through the morning during lunchtime. Strongly encourage you not to talk during lunch if you can avoid that. And just maintain some of the quiet spirit. You might try using some of the hour to do some walking meditation. Perhaps you want to walk a little bit faster than you have been. Just get some energy back in before you come back and sit. But maintain as much connection to the breathing as you can during that walking time and also throughout the lunchtime. Experiment with what it would be like just to explore and be attentive to the breathing, the breath, as you go about lunch or whatever you're going to do now. And maybe be sensitive to the subtle shifts in your breathing. How does your breathing change as you go about? And, but above all, please enjoy your lunch. Thank you.